The new winter ferry schedule will be out in a few weeks. It will reflect changes to Bellingham, Sitka, Lynn Canal, and Tenneke sailings. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld talked to ferry officials and filed this story.
Marine Highway staffers are getting the ferry schedule covering October through April ready for release. It includes some, but not all, of the changes communities asked for after seeing the original a few months ago. Operations Director Chuck Van Kirk says one change shifts fast ferry sailings between Juneau and Sitka.
What was happening this winter was it was a Friday-Monday schedule. And so we just backed that up one day to a Thursday-Sunday, which seemed to fit better for Sitka in terms of a lot of their school travel, for instance. Kids would be able to come over on Thursdays and then return on Sundays.
The fast ferry Chiniga, filling in for the fair weather, will sail between Juneau and Haines on Fridays and Saturdays. Skagway will be included in the Saturday run. The winter schedule also changes sailings between Juneau and Tenneke Springs. Tenneke stops have been tacked onto the end of the Leconte's Juneau-Hoonah run, making for a lengthy sailing.
We looked at still providing consistent service, but putting that Tenneke stop on the way to and from Angoon. That way we're just deviating slightly from the Angoon trip and adding Tenneke into that rather than making a special trip all the way from Hoonah out to Tenneke and back. And so we've eliminated a considerable amount of runtime there.
The Leconte's Tenneke and Angoon stops will happen Thursdays and Saturdays this winter. The Juneau-based ship will sail to and from Hoonah on Mondays and Fridays, and it will run to Haines and Skagway on Sundays and Wednesdays, and Haines only on Tuesdays. The October through April ferry schedule also shifts vessels on the Bellingham route. The Columbia was slated to connect the Marine Highway southernmost port to southeast. Van Kirk says the smaller Malaspina will instead sail the route. Both ships have the same passenger capacity, but the Malaspina has fewer cabins and less room for vehicles.
The difference between the cost of operating the Columbia and the Malaspina on that run were significant, especially with our increased cost of fuel.
The schedule changes do not meet all community concerns. Sitka, for example, asked for more service, not just a schedule shift, and Petersburg requested additional sailings on a more usable timetable. The winter operating plan is expected to be online July 22nd and in print by late August. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.